Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into CBS Sports Radio on a Sunday evening. I am Sean Pendergast. Great to be with all of you, and great to be with my next guest, who is a two-time Pro Bowler, a 13-time team captain in the NFL. He was first-team All-Pro back in 2004 with the Buffalo Bills, one of the really, really good inside linebackers of the last, really of the 2000s, joining me to talk about a book that he has right now called Behind the Mask. Joined right now by Takiyo Spikes. Takiyo, how are you?
I'm doing well, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's good to talk to you. The book, Behind the Mask, where you personally interviewed and photographed 12 Hall of Fame caliber linebackers in an exclusive portrait series coffee table book about how they achieved their greatness on and off the field. Some huge names: Mike Singletary, Bobby Bell, Harry Carson, Chuck Benarek in his last interview he did before he passed. Tell me, Takiyo, where the inspiration from the book came from.
Well, the inspiration came from just from my daily process, Sean, to be honest with you. And every day I felt like when I woke up, I was on the highway as far as trying to chase greatness. Anything that I can pick up, anything that I could pick up and absorb, that's what I was trying to do to become legendary. And so many people ask me along the way, well, Takiyo, how did you play 15 years and you were voted 13 out of the 15 years team captain? Well, how did you play and you become two-time All-Pro, one-time first team? And so for me, I felt like, let me document my story as far as what really happened in my life when I was younger that really changed my total mindset. And so that's how I came up with the concept, what's behind the mask, because ultimately everybody sees what you do in public as far as playing the game, but they don't know what happened in private to make you become the player and the guy you are off the field.
And the names, the names I just read here, and I'm sure the names of the other eight linebackers that are part of this book, I'm sure it's a fascinating read. What did you learn in talking to these legendary players that you looked up to and played the same position as you as well?
It was just, they all had one thing in common, and that one thing in common, well, two things. They all had a circumstance that they wanted to change, whether or not if it came from, you talked about Bobby Bell, Willie Lanier, guys who came up in that era, because what made this book so special, to get away from the question, but I'm going to answer your question. I picked a linebacker out of every decade, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. But, what really tied it in is that what I saw was every guy had some type of circumstance that they wanted to change, whether or not if it came from segregation. You talk about Bobby Bell, Willie Lanier, or even a guy like Mike Singletary, who talked about, I grew up in a Pentecostal household to where we were not allowed to play sports. And when I finally had the opportunity, because of my situation, my father ended up leaving the house and I left, and two of my brothers, accidentally died. Mike Singletary, I'm talking about, one died from being carbon monoxide and another one drowned. He felt like at that time when his mother looked at him and said, Mike, I need for you to be the man of the family. And he was only 12 years old. And from that point, he came up and made his vision plan as far as what he wanted to do and how he was going to do it. And he accomplished everything he wrote on that paper at the age of 12.
Amazing. Takiyo Spikes joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Takiyo, what is it about this position, this linebacker position? You know, we know that that's on that side of the ball, that's the guy that wears the green dot on the back of the helmet, and it's sort of the quarterback of the defense. But not only from an X's and O's standpoint, but I guess just from a mindset standpoint, what is it about that position that you played so well for 15 years that sort of sets guys apart?
Well, you're the quarterback of the defense, and you have to understand what's going on, what can happen if you get a certain type of look. And you, most importantly, you have to understand the pulse of your players. And when I talk about behind the mask, it takes you behind all of that because, you know, I truly believe that to have or to be in a leadership position, I don't, you know, I agree, yeah, maybe 90, 95% guys who are leaders, I truly believe that they had something about them to make them be born leaders. But I truly think that other 5 to 10% really can be attributed to the fact that, you know what, I paid attention to guys who came before me, and I know how I want my certain situation to look or my circumstances of this team. It's pushing me this way. And they become born leaders. And so, for me, when I came out with my book, Behind the Mask, it really gives me an opportunity to share with people, not just in athletics, but just in different fields, to understand that in order to have that leadership position or to be able to make moves, you have to understand how to control the people and understand the pulse of what the people want.
Takiyo Spikes joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Takiyo, as I mentioned, one of the interviews was with Chuck Bednarik, and it was the last ever interview that he did before he passed. In retrospect, thinking back to that interview now, what crosses your mind?
You know, Chuck was, he was very sincere, and what I remember most is that he was a kid who did a lot of things that got away with a lot of, I wouldn't say bad doing, but just wasn't right. And when he left high school and he decided to enlist in the Army and actually Air Force, and when he was an airplane gunner in World War II, he talked about the bullets coming at him in the plane while he was shooting the gun. And I was like, Mr. Chuck, were you afraid? Like, what was going through your mind? And he said, Takiyo, this is exactly what was going through my mind. I knew when I touched down on that ground and I looked at the plane and I saw all of the bullet holes, I looked at it, I got on my knees, and I started praying. And I prayed to God that if you allow me to go back to the great state of PA, Pennsylvania, I know what I'm going to do with my life. And that was the beginning of Concrete Charlie Chuck Bednarik.
Wow. Takiyo, who was your, you know, growing up, you came into the league in 1998. Growing up, who were the players that you looked up to?
Every guy I actually had in the book. I knew about Willie Lanier,
yep,
the first black linebacker inducted into the Hall of Fame. But Mike Singletary, that was awesome to be able to get him into the book, because not only did I get him into the book, but I actually played for him. So it really gave me a different insight on what makes him tick. You know, what's important to him. And ultimately, that's what actually makes the player. Derrick Brooks, what was crazy about Derrick Brooks, he's in my book, and he was my host when I went and visited Florida State. You know, and so he wasn't actually my host. He was my host, but he wasn't, because that was his first year in the league with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And so he was actually there, and because, you know, we had a strong connection with the coaches, that's the reason why I was able to get there. So, I mean, these guys are not just great football players, but they're great men. And when you have great men sharing their stories, their secret, or their defining moment of how did they become great, that's why Behind the Mask is a great purchase for anybody who is seeking leadership or trying to seek success.
Yeah, and we'll tell people how they can get their hands on the book in just a second. Takiyo Spikes here on CBS Sports Radio with me. Takiyo, I'm just going off of the copy here, and I want to make sure that I'm confirming this correctly. It says that you personally interviewed and photographed the linebackers for this book. Did you personally photograph them as well?
Yeah, and that's the caveat to the book. People ask me, well, what is your patent? And number one, I took that as, if you're asking me what is my patent, that means you believe in what I'm doing. Number two, I went around and not only photographed every guy, but I took it upon myself to also write every story. So this book is self-published. And for me, I wanted to get a publisher behind me in the beginning, but they didn't see my vision. And in order for me to get my vision out there to share with the people and the fans of our great game, I felt like who else is better to tell it than me? And so that's the reason why I did it. And currently right now I'm preparing, working on volume two. It will highlight either running backs or wide receivers.
Okay, along those lines, I want to ask you something, because I do my local show I do in Houston each day, I do with Ted Johnson, who was an inside linebacker on the Patriots, as you know, for 10 years, three-time Super Bowl champ,
yeah,
and probably the second biggest neck in the NFL behind you. And he always says that if he could have come back as another player or as another position, he would come back as an offensive lineman, and he lists the reasons why every time he says it. I'm curious, do you think about that? If you were to come back, if Tekeo Spikes were to be reincarnated as another position player, what position would that be?
Tight end, no question. And to be honest with you, I felt like I was a little bit ahead of my time playing tight end when I came out of high school going to Auburn. Me playing high school, I ended up having 19 touchdowns, 46 catches, and over 800 yards. But my skill set and my talent level, it was able to provide me with that opportunity. And, you know, when you look at it now, when I went to Auburn, you know, everybody had in their mind, we need a big tight end, big slug guy. Nobody really understood the advantages and the disadvantages of having a guy who is maybe 230 coming into college, 225 who can run but tough enough to block, to be able to create mismatches. And now that's what you're seeing in today's game. And that's the reason why you see a Vernon Davis.
Yep.
You see the tight end from you see Gronk. Look at Gronk.
Yeah,
Gronk,
sure.
Gronk is a big guy, but he's very athletic enough to be able to go out and do what he does.
Yeah. Yeah, Travis Kelce, Jimmy Graham, a lot of guys like that. You're right.
A lot of guys.
Yeah, yeah. No, you were ahead of your time, no question.
Or Delanie Walker.
Yeah. No, there's a bunch of them, no question. Tekeo, I want to tell people how to get the book in just a second, but I want to ask you one last question. And I think it's something that when people hear your answer to it, I think it's going to help people not only in football, but just across different walks of life. You yourself as an individual were extremely successful, Pro Bowl player, team captain. But just through circumstance, the teams that you played on through your 15 years in the NFL, you never played in a postseason game. And I'm just curious if that's something that in retirement, does it bother you, or how do you process that aspect of your career?
I will be lying to you if it didn't bother me to where, as far as when I look at football and I say, did I win the hardware? That's the first question kids want to know. Did you play in the Super Bowl?
Right.
No, I did. But I think what's even more impressive about the shortcoming or the lack of me not being able to play in a playoff game, you know, that's where household names are made. That's where legendary names are made. And for me, you know, somebody brought it to my attention. They were like, Spikes, you got to realize you're one of only seven linebackers ever in the history of the game to start in over 200 games. And you did all of that the hard way by just playing regular season games. And so it really brought it to my attention that the amount of focus behind them, it goes back to behind the mask, the amount of attention to detail, but understanding that even though the media may say you may not have a good team, but you're finding a way to separate yourself from people say, well, they didn't have a good team, but this young 51, Tekeo Spikes, always puts in dirt, and now I became that household name. You know, that's an impressive accomplishment, you know, for me.
No question. There's lessons in everybody's journey, and I think that sounds like it's the theme from the book, BehindTheMaskBook.com, BehindTheMaskBook.com. That's where they can get their hands on it, right, Tekeo?
Yeah, they can get their hand on it at BehindTheMaskBook.com, and you can also get it on Amazon as well.
Great. Amazon, you can get it on Amazon and behindthemaskbook.com. Takeo Spikes. Hey, Takeo, I really enjoyed that conversation, man. Congratulations on volume one of what sounds like it's going to be hopefully a series of books. And glad we had a chance to chat about it. Behindthemaskbook.com. Best of luck with the book and hope to do it again with you down the road, Takeo.
Thanks for having me.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.